Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Today I want to expose the misinformation about the supposed new currency that will replace the U.S. dollar in October. This refers to the outcome of an International Monetary Fund meeting being held in Lima, Peru from October 9 through 11. On the agenda is possible alteration of the IMF's definition of its special drawing rights. This theoretical gold substitute is calculated on the values of four currencies: the US dollar, the euro, the British pound, and the Japanese yen. The dollar carries the largest weight in the SDR, almost 42% of total value. The Chinese government now advocates that its yuan currency become a component of the SDR. For this to occur, two requirements must be met. 60% of all IMF members must approve this change, which has happened. Also, 85% of the weighted voting power of the IMF members must approve. So far, over 70% of member voting power has endorsed the addition. The U.S. government holds 16% of IMF voting power, which gives it veto power over any changes in the SDR. China is now the world's second largest economy, with the fifth highest gold reserves of any nation. The yuan is used for payment in almost 3% of international transactions. This data makes a case for the U.S. to support including the yuan in the SDR. People are being misled into thinking that the Chinese yuan may completely displace the U.S. dollar and special drawing rights in 2 months. That will not happen. First, the U.S. would veto this change. Second, the U.S. dollar is now used for payment in 60% of international transactions. More than half of global central bank reserves are kept in U.S. dollars. Removing the dollar from the SDR would lead to global financial collapse. So relax, that will not happen. If the yuan's usage in international transactions doubled from current levels, that would have little immediate impact on the dollar. The U.S. dollar will continue its decades-long decline in international importance no matter what happens at the IMF October meeting, but it will not collapse 2 months from now. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.